This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects in Jalandhar, Punjab, worth over 5,470 crore rupees. The projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees aimed at strengthening connectivity, improving passenger convenience, and accelerating economic development in the region. The Prime Minister inaugurated 75 redeveloped railway stations, including Jalandhar-Gand, under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Addressing a public gathering in Jalandhar, Prime Minister Modi said, "The NDA government at the centre prioritises serving every citizen of India, making their lives easier, and providing them with new opportunities for progress." He said it is their endeavour to ensure that every family, whether poor or middle class, receives the best possible facilities, and this spirit of Nagrik Deva Bhava is reflected in government's work.
साथियों, विकास कार्यों को गति देते हुए अब यहां जालंधर से कई नई से रेल सेवाएं शुरू की गई है। आज अमृतसर से काशी के बीच रेल सेवा भी शुरू हुई है। इससे गुरु रविदास जी के भक्तों के लिए पंजाब से काशी जाना और अधिक आसान हो जाएगा।
Today, the Prime Minister flagged off India's first hydrogen powered train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind railway station in Haryana. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and dedicated development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees, including national highway projects including Delhi-Amritsar-Katra Expressway, which will reduce travel time between Delhi and Katra to about 6 hours. Speaking on the occasion, Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav called the launch of the country's first hydrogen-powered train a historic achievement, saying it reflects India's resolve to develop indigenous hydrogen technology. The Prime Minister launched also several developmental projects in key areas including the health sector in Chandigarh and addressed a gathering. Ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament, a meeting of the group of ministers was held in New Delhi today. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, Kinjara Rappu Ram Mohan Naidu and Kiran Rijiju were present in the meeting. During the meeting, the leaders chalked out the strategy for the upcoming parliamentary session. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence from the 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of next month. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on state visits to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania from the 19th to the 25th of this month. Briefing media New Delhi's Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, C.B. George said, "These state visits have been undertaken at the invitation of the Presidents of the Republic of Moldova, the Republic of North Macedonia and Romania." He said these visits are of considerable historical significance as they will mark the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian president to the Republic of Moldova and North Macedonia. He said the visit to Romania will be the first state visit by an Indian president in over 3 decades. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and Chandrababu Naidu, distributed loans worth 3,216 crore rupees to 1,03,246 beneficiaries under various central government schemes at the credit outreach program held in Narasara Opet in Palnadu district of Andhra Pradesh today. The sectors for which assistance was given include agriculture, MSMEs and housing, education, vehicle and solar energy. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall today over parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Odisha. Parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Uttarakhand, Vidarbha, West Bengal and Sikkim are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the day. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 1% higher today. The Sensex surged 965 points to close at 78,151. The Nifty gained 262 points to settle at 24,334. And that is the end of this news bulletin.